Hello, Audio Boom. I'm here with Oliver and Fiona.
So you mentioned him first.
And we're here with you tonight, this evening.
Oops.
In the year of our Lord, 2015, to share with you some cocoa-based beauty.
Yep.
Fiona, we hope so. Yeah. Explain to the good people of the land beyond the veil what we are doing.
We are about to taste something that I got in a box the other day in a shop in Ealing Broadway.
Got in a box?
Yeah.
So it could be eggs?
Could be.
Could be cornflakes?
Could be.
Could be shoes?
Could be.
Could be a desiccated badger?
Yuck, but it isn't.
What is it then, Fiona? Do tell us.
But I wouldn't taste shoes, though.
No.
Well, let me show you the box.
Okay, show me the box. Oh, it's heavy. Proper heavy. Are they all different or the same?
Well, if I had bought the smallest box, I would have been able to try all the different ones, but only one of each.
But you bought two of each.
So I bought a bigger box so we could have two of each, so we could share the experience and try things together.
Okay, and these are chocolates?
Yes.
Okay.
From a Belgian chocolate shop in Ealing Broadway.
Okay.
Which I discovered the other day.
Okay, excellent. Here's the box. There's the dog.
Making a shaky noise.
Making a shaky noise.
BJ, that is about the most unsexy voice ever.
What?
Making a shaky noise.
Oh yeah, when I talk like a dog.
You think dogs actually talk like that?
They do indeed. All of them do.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That'd be why I don't want one then.
Maybe.
Ugh. You're actually creeping me out now.
Sorry.
It's just grim. You talked to someone on a train like it once.
Yeah, he said...
And then he ran away or something.
He said, oh, lovely dog. What's her name? Her name is Lacey. And he said, how old is she? She's two. He went, okay. Are you okay? Oh, yeah. Because I've just been speaking to her closely, quietly, discreetly, in the doggy voice. Like, hello, how are you? Looking very fine and stuff. And I lapsed back into that when the man spoke to me. And I stroked his leg first because I thought it was her. He had a pair of creamy coloured trousers on. So I stroked his leg and said, oh, very nice.
You thought you were gay as well.
I thought I was gay. Thought I had a learning disability. Thought I was pretty weird. But I don't think I'm any of the above, apart from maybe one, but I'm not telling you which one. So yeah, all dogs speak like that.
They really don't know. They say woof.
Woof, woof.
BJ, please stop that. It's really horrible.
So Fiona's still trying to open the box.
No, I'm not. I'm examining the goodness within.
Oh.
Have a feel.
Have a feel.
And a smell
of your box.
Oh dear. You're not coming over brilliantly.
It smells
on
like
this
chocolate. And they're very pretty. They're a bit haphazard.
Well, they're. It's like the Richmond shop where you can choose different ones.
So this must have cost you about 30 quid then?
I'm not telling you what it cost me.
Fiona Dunn.
Yes.
That's expensive.
It wasn't that much anyway.
Okay. Cheaper than Richmond?
Not sure.
Because Richmond's about £1 each.
Not sure.
Okay. See, let's do it then. Yeah. Let's have a go. I love a chocolate.
And then a glass of sippy. No, not.
A glass of sippy?
A sip of wine.
Glass of sippy? What? You're going to publish this?
Oh, yeah. Gwentleyan would like it. She'd be giggling to herself.
I don't think it'd be just her either. I'm right.
Strumming her harp.
I must tune my harp and do some booage with it.
Yep, I've asked you that for months.
Stop it. Can't you just say, yeah, that's a good idea?
That's a good idea, darling. You could do my song as well.
On the harp?
On the harp.
So it's got an almond on top and it's round.
It has.
And we've got one each.
Okay, shall I pop it in?
Yes. crunch.
Mmm.
Yummy.
Mmm. Smooth. Mmm.
So I said to her, can you do me a box of pralines? And she said, yes. And that's what this is.
Hmm. What nationality was she?
Presumably Belgian, since it's a Belgian chocolate shop. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've been to an Indian restaurant to be served by Alfred the Cockney.
No, you haven't. You're just making up stories
now. No, I have, though.
Alfie?
No, but we want, mate. You want a curry, do you? Brilliant.
Yeah, but he might have been Indian. He might have had Indian coloured skin and just talked like that.
No.
How do you know?
Because I asked him.
What?
I said, good sir, under which sun were you born?
Same one as you, probably, PJ.
Not at all.
Being as there's only the one sun over the whole world.
No.
Yeah, they have a different sun in India.
Under which flag? He wasn't Indian.
Hashtag he did history.
Hashtag he was English. He even sang Knees Up Mother Bran.
No, he didn't.
And played a honky tonk piano badly like Chazzy Davy, the tribute band. That was really nice, that chocolate.
It was. I thought, similar to Richmond, that it was a bit sugary.
Sweeter.
Sweeter than Richmond, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And their equivalent is probably a bit thicker, I would suggest.
Maybe.
Now, these are branch or a chain or what are they?
I don't know. I just found the shop.
Very nice. Let's try another one, though, just to make sure.
Just to be, I'm going to have what you would call a sip of glass.
Okay. We're drinking Dom Perignon, 1842.
We're not. So, here we have a triangular one with a wrapper on.
Oh, okay, looks a bit commercial.
I don't think so. I think it looks quite pretty with the...
It's like a quality street.
No. It's almost like a heart, but not quite.
Mmm.
Smells nice. I'm doing it properly.
That's right. Mmm. Texture's not quite smooth. It's nice chocolate, though.
Cheers.
Fairly high cocoa content.
I'm really impressed, though, how she's done it, because she's put two of each and she's put them next to each other.
Is she?
Yeah, and I find that, apart from one, I find that really helpful.
That deserves a blessing.
Mm.
I bless her, shall I?
Yeah.
I see her. Because I'm able to do that sort of thing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Very nice. How much spewage have we got left?
Okay, let me just stick my headphone in and deafen myself, because it's plugged into your head microphone. So it means that you get deafened, it's horrible. Ah, the phone's not saying anything, which is quite worrying. At all. Why?
May I try, please? I don't really want to try anymore at the moment, unless you really do, because I'm sort of a bit sugared out at the moment.
Really? Okay.
Are you not?
How long have we left?
Right, we've hardly got any time left anyway.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you everyone for enjoying
our chocolate tasting and BJ after a glass of wine.
8.5.
7.5.
Oh, okay.
Bye bye, Boonville.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.